This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
What is this? Free Talk Live? What are we doing here? Aren't we supposed to be at Forkfest? Forkfest, fork and pork?
I'm not sure exactly what it is.
Pork and fork.
What we're calling it these days.
I'm calling it pork and fork because that sounds like it's a, you know, I don't know, a pig roast or something.
It does sound like
that. Right? You know, you're going to go eat Forkfest. It sounds like a gathering of really fat dudes. So I'll just fit right in. This is Free Talk Live, in case you're wondering. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. As in freedom, tonight in the studio, it's myself, the captain.
And me, Mark.
Hey, welcome, Mark.
Yeah.
So
Ian left this morning to go to Porkfest.
Yes, we have sent our crack remote team of technicians out early this morning to go to Porkfest, whatever you're calling it, the fest. And the entire team painstakingly, you know, made it out there. They are currently setting things up. And by team, we mean Ian.
I think Aria went.
Oh, yeah, right. So we did send a crack team out there. Not a crack smoking team, but, you know, a crack team of technicians.
Perhaps not. No guarantees.
And for, you know, the next, almost 2 weeks, this show will be coming to you from there. Not necessarily live. It'll be, what do we call it, live to tape? Something along those lines. Where they, record stuff and then broadcast it a little bit later so that folks at the fest can, well, enjoy the fest and partake in all the fun things that are going to go on there. So I'm looking forward to it. And I did check if you haven't made your reservations. There are still some sites available. There's some motel rooms available over at Rogers Campground. I was, you know, scoping out the site today, this morning, just to see, you know, are they full up? Are they packed? Is it, you know, do they have any room left? And they do indeed. So if you want to go, go visit the Rogers Campground site. There's no ticket cost, of course, to attend Forkfest. There may be a ticket to get into the Porkfest portion of the festival, but it is occurring right now through July 4th. Well, July 5th, technically,
right,
is when everybody needs to check out. So if you want to come party with the captain, please do so, along with all of the other fine and awesome Free Talk Live hosts and staff. We've got plenty to talk about. I wanted to talk about, and this has been in my show prep for, seems like a week. It's probably only been like 3 days. I stumbled upon this website. So it's not an article from the news, but this website is demandprotest.com. And it occurred to me that this resembles something I think Facebook popularized a decade ago, which was flash mobs, right? Where you could be like, oh, hey, everybody show up on the corner of 5th and Jackson and, you know, dress up like you're from the 1920s and we'll all dance a jig or something, right? And, you know, 300 or 400 people, I don't know if it was that many, but, you know, a bunch of people would show up, they would flash mob a thing. And then with the, what do they call it, the Arab Spring, all the social media was involved in taking the flash mobs and turning them into organized protests. So, hey, everybody, the protest is moving from, you know, downtown over to the east side or whatever, and all the protesters would get notified on their phones and move to the other place. So, anyway, this website, demandprotest.com, appears to be a market solution for when you want to throw a protest, but nobody shows up. It appears to be a place where you can go and say, hey, I would like to pay for people to show up at my protest that I'm throwing that apparently isn't popular yet.
Ooh.
And they will facilitate this. Now, this website says,
is this a model put together by George Soros?
I don't know. And this website looks legit. Now, I know that doesn't really mean anything in the age of the internet. Like, some 12-year-old kid could possibly have put this website up, and I would never know. But it appears to be a market solution for this type of a thing. It says, we assemble movements from grassroots organizations to advocacy groups. We seed the narratives and gather the audience you desire. When your strategy demands protest, we organize and bring it to life. That's on their opening page. And I'm a little disturbed by this, like...
Project managers for your protest.
Exactly. I don't know what to think. Because I think protests, in my mind, should be organic.
Yes.
That's my gut feeling.
I think a lot of people agree with you.
They should be genuine. They should be people who are passionate about a subject, a topic, or something that, they all get together. They feel like, hey, some sort of social change needs to be made around this topic. It never once occurred to me that I could hire protesters to facilitate a protest until I stumbled upon this.
I'm stunned.
It is pretty stunning. And so I wanted to bring it up on the show and just see what you, the callers, had to say about this. They go on to talk about unassailable authenticity. We are strategists mobilizing millennials across the globe with seated audiences and desirable messages with absolute discretion a top priority, so they'll keep your secret. I mean, we won't ever tell that you hired all these protesters. Our operatives create convincing scenes that become the building blocks of massive movements. When you need the appearance of outrage, we are able to deliver it at scale while keeping your reputation intact.
Millennials are 26 to 40 years old. Go get a real job.
I know, sitting here at 48, and everybody's like, the millennials! Like, the millennials are grandparents at this point.
Some of them could pull that off,
If they had children early, anyway.
And through a cascade of bad decisions, they may very well be grandchildren, yes.
I know 40-year-olds from, what is my generation? I hate talking about generations with these labels, because I think it's just further division amongst people, right?
I think that it's a division without even a benefit.
Right.
So, I mean, when Generation X, for instance, according to this list, was born between 1965 and 1979. So I ask you, what does somebody who was born in 1965 have in common with somebody who was born in 1979? And I'd say the answer to that is not a heck of a lot.
I mean, I
don't think that, that the same experiences are had necessarily. I like the idea of 80s kid, 90s kid,
yeah,
aughts kid, teens kid, or something, whatever the terminology is you want to come up with.
Yeah.
And you have to pick that for yourself. So I was born in 1971. I remember going to see Star Wars in the movie theater, and that would have been 1977. I believe it came out in 76, but I didn't. I'd have to look that up to make sure that I got that right, but I didn't see it right straight away. We weren't that kind of family that would have gone to see a movie right when it came out. And so I remember the late 70s, but disco was meaningless to me, any of these things. Whereas I absolutely remember Madonna very clearly, I remember Rat and Quiet Riot and the, Van Halen and the bands of the 80s.
I always called her Mick Donna, 1 billion served. Yes, I remember all of those bands too, Mark. And I think.
And you're a year younger than I.
72?
Yeah, 71.
Okay, all right. So, I do remember all that. But at the same time, people have accused me of being a 90s kid. And I think that's because when I grew up, I was getting into music. And music, there was no internet. So, you couldn't find it readily at a whim. You had to go and search it out. And you had to, if you wanted a copy of something, you didn't download it from somewhere. You had to, invest in media and convince your friend to record it on his parents' home stereo for you off of an LP or yet another cassette and that kind of a thing. So growing your collection.
I went to the indie record store.
I would do that as well. The used record store, it was the indie record store.
Okay.
And so you could get used copies of stuff at a discount, of course. Again, building your collection was not as easy as it is today. There weren't all these
services. I would agree with that.
That do it for you. But I made a promise to myself, which I have since not kept, but I did keep it for a long time, and that was I'm never going to be one of those guys that goes, well, the music back in my day was better than it is, you know, kind of a thing. I was, you know, I wanted to never lose touch with the newer music coming out as far as rock and roll is concerned. And it happened.
You lost touch?
I did. The new Weird Al, newest Weird Al album came out, and he's parodying a bunch of pop songs that I've never heard of.
Funny.
So I had no context for what he was making fun of, and so it sounded like just a crappy pop album.
Well, the funny thing is that you're part of Generation X, and you very likely don't know that the generation is named after a band. Generation X. Which was Billy Idol's first band.
855-450-FREE. We'll take your calls and your thoughts and talk about all sorts of things. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. Anarcho Vegas 2020 is a conference about changing the world through personal actualization and creation through markets. Get inspired to better yourself and better the world. Speakers include Jim Bell, Larkin Rose, Alvin O'Brien, G. Edward Griffin, Walter Block, Amanda Rockwitz, Ernie Hancock, and more. Get your tickets for just $20.20 at anarchovegas.com and use code FTL to save 10% off VIP tickets. July 19th, join Free Talk Live for anarchovegas.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Monday night kick-ass edition of Free Talk Live. No, we are not at Pork Fest. We're here in the studio tonight. And in the studio tonight is myself, the captain.
And me, Mark.
And if you want to get on the air with your calls and thoughts, you can dial us toll-free at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE as in freedom. You can join us on our Discord call-in line over at discord.lrn.fm. We've got some on-air call chat room going on and a bunch of other rooms in there as well. The fun over there is nonstop 24/7. And once you get in, well, you don't get out. No, I'm kidding. You can get out anytime you want, but you won't want to because it's fun. We were talking a little bit about this website that I stumbled on called Demand Protest, and I just wanted to say one more thing about this website. Every time that there is some sort of an event where, you know, the conspiracy theorists come out and say, oh, well, you know, this is a false flag, or, oh, the evidence doesn't add up, and that kind of a thing, I frequently see folks posting something like an ad from Craigslist that says, protesters needed, $15 an hour, you know, or something along those lines.
I've seen the same thing, yeah.
And I've seen that. And so perhaps this website is tied into that sort of a thing. You know, perhaps this is further evidence that those things actually occur, and people organizing these protests aren't necessarily depending on, quote, the will of the people, unquote.
Sure. And, I mean, to some extent, I can see it. Like, why not? You've got, I mean, you know, if, for instance, you were going to a protest you felt very strongly about, and I'm like, you know, I'd go, but I got things to do around the house or whatever. So, I mean, if you helped me do the things around the house that it took half as long and then I was able to go to the protest, you've compensated me with the work. Or, I don't have the money for the gas or whatever the situation is, you facilitate me going to this protest.
Right.
Have you not done the same thing? So, I mean, I'm kind of like, oh, okay. But, you know, it certainly feels extraordinarily disingenuous to be able to sort of lay out some dough and have protesters come.
Right. I guess the libertarian thought on this would be, well, the market provides, right?
The market will provide.
And apparently it does. And here it is. But at the same time, like, I'm like, wow, this seems like, you know, how many of these demonstrations have been fueled by this kind of a thing? How many of them are paid for by, you know, folks who have the money to pay for a protest? I don't know.
Do you have to pay extra to get them to throw a brick through the target window?
I don't know. I haven't actually contacted these people. If you have any interaction...
You want the deluxe package where you burn down a fast food restaurant?
I imagine they have, like, a salesperson.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
That has, like, a trifold brochure all in glossy three colors and whatnot. But anyway, if you actually are a freedom advocate, you're familiar with Bitcoin, and Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. Let's get to some of your calls and your thoughts. We have Chad calling from Raleigh, North Carolina. Chad, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi, am I on the radio?
You are on the radio, Chad.
Yeah!
Okay. I guess he just wanted to be on the radio. Thanks for the call tonight, Chad. It's Free Talk Live, so I guess that's what he wanted to say. Right?
You know how the internet has determined that people who are named Karen are very likely to complain to the manager?
Yes.
Okay. The internet has also determined that people named Chad are likely to punch holes in the wall.
Is your name Chad? Do you punch holes? Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Freedom Engineer calling on our Discord call-in line. Freedom Engineer, you're on the radio.
Hey, guys. If that was, if Chad kind of choked out there, could we call him a hanging Chad?
I think he did, yeah.
Very nice.
Okay, so I called about, I wanted to know how optimistic you guys are about the future. So both Mark and I are fathers, and I think we all agree that we're kind of in tumultuous times right now, and I think we could agree it could. We might agree that it could go either way. It's kind of like a binary thing. We're either going to go to massive, you know, statism and kind of more slavery and poverty and just, you know, technocracy, they're calling it, the possibility of a technocracy coming.
Yeah.
And or this could be, we could be planting seeds here for something awesome, and we could go the other way and could have a tremendous, you know, liberation movement. So I'm just curious, predictions for the next 50 years, because I'm concerned about my children's future.
50
They're
years.
They're 18 and 20 years old, and I want to know what you guys think about the next 50 years. Are we going to be more or less free?
You want to go first, Mark?
Yeah, I gotcha. So the singularity, if people have studied this at all, is the idea that basically all the computers in the world are connected, and it's a self-improving superhuman intelligence. I guess that's the
supercomputer intelligence.
Right. So if a computer became artificially aware, right, like an AI, and it had control of one of those CNC machines where it could cut metal.
Yep.
Then presumably that computer could make a computer that is two times as intelligent as itself. That computer already being probably more intelligent than most humans.
Mm-hmm.
And then pretty soon you have this super intelligent being. I don't know what else to call it. Now, what happens when that happens? I don't know. I think everything goes off the rails at that point. But, you know, what I think was going to happen prior to that. I'm talking about the day before that. Now, they're predicting that for 2045 at this point, which means that I could see it, but I'm not. They're always wrong and way optimistically.
Yeah.
So the day before the singularity is what I'm going to talk up to. I think we'll figure out how to extend life to some extent. And this is hugely valuable if you can extend life, not just extend life, but extend cognition up to that point. If somebody can think the way they can think up to, say, 65, up to the age of 120, you double the working life of your smartest people.
Right.
And it's your smartest people that make the world better in dramatic ways. Yes, they need people like me too. But
it's the 80-20 rule, right? 80% of the work is done by 20% of the people, regardless of where you go.
Right, and that kind of thing. And I'm talking about the mental work. So I think that this could be hugely valuable for the human race. I think technology, obviously, is going to continue to ramp up more quickly. And that technology, in fact, has given us most of the freedom that we are currently experiencing. The governments themselves are less free than they were some years ago, you know, decades ago,
yep.
Even a couple centuries ago.
Freedom Engineer, can you hold on for the next segment? I would like to answer your question as well.
Sure can.
Okay. Stand by. 855 450 free like freedom. We'll get to the rest of this and more of your calls after this.
Gut shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Opening the Senate on Monday, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says a Republican bill on police reforms is a common sense measure.
Large majorities of Americans support new steps that would help the vast majority of good, decent, and brave law enforcement officers re-earn the trust of black Americans for their vital institutions.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says the coronavirus is spreading at an unacceptable rate, and he's asking Texans to wear a mask.
Some people feel that wearing a mask is inconvenient or that it is like an infringement of freedom. But I also know that wearing a mask will help us to keep Texas open.
The governor did not sign an executive order, though, forcing people to wear masks, saying it's too difficult to enforce across the state. You're listening to USA Radio News. Former Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says if former National Security Advisor John Bolton wasn't happy with how things were being run in the White House, he should have stepped down. Mulvaney also telling Fox News,
I cringed. I mean, and I imagine that former Chiefs of Staff and former National Security Advisors, former Cabinet Secretaries from all administrations cringed to watch sort of the betrayal of confidence last night by John Bolton. It was really a classless display. It was hard to watch. To have somebody who's in the Oval Office with the president almost every day sort of turn on him just because he didn't like the style, didn't like sort of the policies. I think it undoes John's credibility considerably, and rightly so, when he just starts introducing these things at the last minute to try and sell books.
Ford is delaying the release of the new Ford Bronco because it was set to be released the day of O.J. Simpson's birthday. The SUV will now be released on June 16th. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, the Monday night edition. Yes, Free Talk Live is at Pork and Fork. That's Pork Fest and Fork Fest for those of you just tuning in who've never heard the show before. However, we are doing the show live from the studio tonight so that our crack team of technicians can get set up and dialed in appropriately and otherwise be able to have a good time and capture some great content for you while they're there. So for the rest of the next 2 weeks, the show will be coming to you from Porkfest and Forkfest. So that'll be a lot of fun. And before we get back to your calls and your thoughts, I wanted to tell you about Intercoin. Intercoin is the next step in the evolution of money. Just as the Internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency to circulate amongst their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the Internet and in neat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that Free Talk Live accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. in exchange for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org. And at the end of the last segment, we've been talking to a caller, Freedom Engineer, and he asked us a question, a pretty, you know, thoughtful question, I think, and that is, what are our predictions for, you know, the next 50 years of humanity? And Mark had brought up the singularity, which is the point at which technology becomes self-aware. And this is predicted by many scientists, computer scientists, and, you know, all of these folks. So we're pretty confident it's going to happen. And Mark was...
I'm pretty confident it's going to happen. I'm pretty confident also it's not going to happen by the time they say it's going to happen.
Kind of like the flying cars didn't occur by the year 2000?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of had flying cars, but they weren't certainly ubiquitous by any stretch of the imagination.
Nor are they yet, and it's 2020.
Still working on it, right?
I'm a little disappointed with that.
I got to say that I don't... So flying cars are reliant, really, on very, very cheap energy. And we don't have that. Energy is still dug out of the ground and refined and all that stuff. So right now, what makes more sense? Rolling across the ground is significantly less costly than flying through the air. Yeah, granted, you have to pave the ground, and granted, there's lines on the ground and stoplights and all the other difficulties that go with it. But it's still significantly less costly than what it would take to move, say, a semi tractor trailer, a bunch of them through the air all the time. So I don't know about that.
Well, I have many thoughts about this whole thing. I think humanity is going to go a couple of different ways. I think we're going to see folks staying here on the planet and attempting to deal with the planet as it is. You know, things, I don't know if folks are still worried about saving the environment and things like that, but certainly, you know, pollution is still an issue for the planet. It may not be destroying the planet, but, you know, those kinds of topics will be tackled. I think there's some solutions to be had for the distribution of all the food that exists on the planet, you know, that kind of thing. But I think there will be another, I'll call it half. I think humans will divide into half, and like half the people are going to become sort of explorers. And I mean that in space, right? The transhumanists are already augmenting themselves with biotech, right? And at some point, regular digital technology and human biology, the technology of the human being, are going to find a way to interface. I don't think we're very far off from that time happening. Things like, you know, you see in The Matrix where you can just plug a thing into the back of your head and I know kung fu, right? I don't think it'll be quite like that, but like...
I think you said I know jiu-jitsu, so
jiu-jitsu, whatever,
and then proceeded to strike and kick.
but the idea
one thing
of,
I'd say about space, though, you know, is that we are a earthbound primate.
Yes.
And
currently,
you're going to need some kind of nanotech to make space travel possible.
I think some of the people are going to find themselves being just sort of biological blobs encapsulated in technology.
That might be the dead people.
Yeah. Well,
if they learn how to preserve consciousness.
Yes.
And they might very well just learn. For instance, it's possible that consciousness would be, like everybody has a job. Like maybe you're going to get paid to be, you know, the fighter that the fighter pilot flies, and that you interface in this way or whatever the case may be, and then in your off time you play video games on the internet.
I mean, I'm a firm believer that science fiction predicts the future. Right? It's the people with the creative minds who writes and produce science fiction, whether it's books, television, movies,
some of that when the science fiction people try to guess clothing trends, it's laughable.
Yeah. Logan's Run?
I think it's been a little while, but yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that thing is it's rather relevant. But in addition to that prediction, I also think, Freedom Engineer, that we are going to see the world's first autonomous business. And this was explained to me at a seminar that I went to that was Bitcoin related. And the gentleman giving the presentation said, I'm paraphrasing this whole thing just to keep it short here on the radio, something along the lines of this. There's a guy, he's a single guy, doesn't have any kids or wife or whatever, and he owns a couple of taxi cabs, right, or Ubers or whatever. Along comes, you know, Google with their self-driving cars, and so he's like, oh, well, it'd be way easier if I just you know, install these self-driving modules on these two cars and then allow my cars to go and make money. And so he sets up schedules for his cars to, you know, check in with the garage whenever they need a tune-up or new tires, maintenance, regular stuff. And all the deposits for that automatically come out of his business account. And so the cars just show up at the garage. They get all their maintenance and stuff. They show up at the gas station. They get their fuel all automatically without any human having to be present. And whenever the company reaches X amount of profit, then it goes ahead and buys another self-driving car to sort of expand its business.
Yeah.
And, you know, all the insurance payments are auto-deducted from the bank account, right? Everything's on auto-pay, right? Everything goes along swimmingly. One day, the guy dies. Alone. Somewhere.
Yep.
Right? And this business just
kind of... The AI just keeps going.
It just keeps going. And so, you know, you're going to have the world's first autonomous business. That's my prediction.
Cool stuff.
Yeah.
Cool. All cool stuff. And yeah, so you guys in your answer to the question were kind of talking about technology, which is cool, and that is all these things are coming. But will we act as a person or as a, you know, as a you know, downloaded mind or whatever it's going to be, as an you're still an individual, and yes, will those individuals living, you know, 10, 20, 50 years from now, will they have more freedom or less freedom? That's the, will we, like, I really like, I'm an optimistic person, and I think it's going to be more freedom. But I really like, Captain, your comment on the, basically you're saying, humanity is going to split. And I've heard that concept before, and I really like it. Like, and hopefully they allow us to, allow us to split and go off into space or to, you know, have our own underwater colony or wherever, whatever. That's been a struggle of libertarians a long time trying to organize,
it's only a matter of time, I think, because outer space is the new West.
I think the oceans are the new West. I mean,
that too. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, like currently you have almost no legal framework for the ocean. There's some, but not much. And you can get out there and you can do pretty much anything that's malum prohibitum, as opposed to malum, malum in se, which is the difference between laws with a victim, laws about crimes with a victim, and laws about crimes without a victim.
Right, right.
So I think that could be a very big deal. But these are the kind of things that I think about, too. I'm optimistic for the future because the government's so incompetent.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call, Freedom Engineer. We appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We've got more for you coming up.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Say that with the beat. Free
is that what that was?
Talk
okay.
Live. Well, yeah, purposely paused. I could do Williams. Free Talk Live.
What is that?
We are a talk radio show where you
is that a William Shatner and
can call in.
Got it.
855-450 free like freedom. Yeah, he has a dramatic pause. I used to teach pitch, pace, pause, and pronunciation for folks that worked in call centers.
Ah.
And so, you know, you would catch them doing bad things. And so I would play old episodes of Star Trek with William Shatner in it to teach those particular points. Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't, but I had fun with it anyway. Anyway, we are Free Talk Live, the live Monday night edition. We've been talking about all sorts of fun things. In the studio tonight, it's
Mark.
And I'm a giant dork, also known as Captain Kickass. And we'll take more of your calls and your thoughts right now, as a matter of fact. Let's go to Patricia in Kansas. You are on Free Talk Live. Patricia, what's on your mind?
Yeah, am I on the radio?
Yes, Patricia, you are on the radio.
Ah. Yeah!
Why, thank you, Patricia. All right,
that's ridiculous.
Moving right along, let's go to Andre in Orlando, Florida. Andre, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi there, guys. Am I on there?
You are on the air.
Here we go.
Yeah!
I wonder what internet room we ended up in.
I don't know. Let's take one more. We've got Steve calling from Fort Smith, Arkansas. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Are these people all hanging out with nobody tonight?
Apparently.
Golly.
I don't know which people, but nobody is hanging out, and I'm sure he's hanging out with other people. What's
and he's
mind,
probably
Steve?
Stoned, just like you're suggesting.
Indeed.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't going to say like that, but put the words out of my mouth. So there's so much I want to say tonight, guys.
I wasn't going to call about
the riots, but I believe that the majority of the people that are doing the damage are probably people that are not from that area. I think that, like in Minneapolis and what's going on in Seattle. Now, I do think in Seattle that more of those people are probably from there than the other places where damage has been done.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I saw an interview with the Minneapolis chief of police, and all of the arrests that they made, like 95% of them were from out of town. So
I would think that most of the riots are done, aren't they? I mean, I haven't been hearing about buildings burning and that sort of thing going on too much.
I'm talking about for the last, 3 weeks or so.
Okay.
But I do believe that there are entities that get a hold of people and say, hey, let's go break some stuff. And they bust them in, and that's exactly what they do. They cause havoc. I don't know a lot of people that would want to burn down the store that they shop in to get their essentials. And if they do, then they're a special kind of stupid. But
even people that are sort of anti-capitalist, right? They still love their stores. They love, they have their preferences on, what color shoes they like and, how they want to dress and, where they prefer to buy their clothing and all that kind of stuff.
Well,
so
you burn down a Walmart and then you're like, damn it, now I got to go to like 5 different stores to get the stuff that I needed that I could have got in one place.
Or pay more at Target.
Yes, exactly. Well, I'm from Arkansas. I got to say Walmart.
Okay.
Really what I called about, though, you guys in the first segment were talking about, Gen Z and...
Oh, the generations, right? Yeah.
Yeah, the generations. I was born in 77, so I'm not far behind you guys.
Okay.
But I think what was interesting for people my age is that, we grew up, we don't remember the 70s because we were 3 or 4 when the calendar turned over to 1980.
Mm-hmm.
But, our formative years were that late 80s. Like, I remember... The Challenger exploding was one of the first big things that really, it was up, 86, I think.
Yep. Did they wheel the TV into your classroom to watch that?
No.
They didn't mind.
Actually just told us about it. And then we got to watch the news when we got home. We didn't have very many televisions in my little town at the school, but, and if they did, it just had a VCR hooked up to it that you could watch tapes on.
The top loader.
As a father of a couple of Gen Zers that one's just turned 18, one's going to be 17 in September.
Congratulations.
I'm just so ready for them to be gone. I mean, I love them.
Of course.
But, I can't relate. Like, I don't get. Now, I will say this about these kids. They're way nicer than we were. They are very thoughtful about everything,
mm-hmm.
whereas my generation is just kind of like everything's driven by more like emotion and what feels good. They're very analytical and, they want hard facts. But bless their hearts, they believe anything and everything they see if it's someone that they think they agree with. And
well, that's kind of how the internet is, right? Like, what do you do with in that circumstance? I mean, ultimately, you've got to, when there's so much information out there and conflicting information, you kind of have to go back to the logical fallacy of argument from authority. And so you have to pick your authority and like them. And, whether it's Tucker Carlson or the Young Turks or whatever it is, people are doing
Rachel that. Maddow or whatever, Matt Cow.
Right.
Nice. What's
but,
the one like?
Here's the, it's weird because, like, I have a son, and I've talked to you guys before about, my son's in a band, and this COVID stuff is really screwed. Of course, Captain Kickass, all about that. No playing shows, no
doing
anything.
Oh, it sucks so bad. Yeah.
But these boys, they're all 18 to 20, and, my son is, he drives an 82 Thunderbird. He only listens to vinyls. Like, he refuses to put a tape or CD player in his car because he came with an AM/FM radio, and that's how he wants to listen to the radio.
Wow.
So I feel like I did something right,
That's pretty cool,
politics and stuff like that, I don't get their reasoning a lot of times.
Yep.
But, you know, I didn't have, you know, another thing about my age, folks, we, as I was becoming a junior, senior in high school, that's just when the internet kind of started, you know, yep. So we didn't, you know, when I was 11, 12, 13 years old, we were out in the yard playing baseball or football or fishing or, you know, I mean, we didn't have this wealth of, I had a set of Encyclopedia Britannica.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to know what a sun purse looked
right,
like.
Right, yeah, you didn't
I
have Google.
Looked it up.
I remember meeting a girl in high school, and she, her dad was a contractor, and he had a cell phone. And my mom, working for the telephone company, had one, too, but she had the one that was in the suitcase, like the briefcase phone. He had one that you could hold in your hand, and I'm like, wow, this is pretty neat. And the internet hadn't even come along at that point. So we did grow up in a different world than our kids did.
Indeed. And thanks for the call tonight, Steve. I know that, at least for me, having being older than the internet is a huge thing. Because I still remember before the internet. For example, I had downloaded an advanced copy of a movie and off the internet, of course. And the quality was, you know, it wasn't 1080p even, much less 4K. It might have been 720, you know, which for me, having grown up in the time that I did, is still awesome. Because I had to watch television that was fuzzy.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know, maybe sometimes would be a little sideways.
If you've got to watch YouTube of some old episode now,
yeah.
And you see this blah, old TV, it's god-awful.
It is, and like sometimes you couldn't get your favorite station to come in. You'd have to engage in some MacGyverisms, which is, you know, some electrical tape, some copper wire, maybe a hanger, right? Tape that to the antenna hanging off the back of your television, you know, run it up to the window, around the windowsill, maybe stick it outside the window so you could get the best possible reception
of
your television. So that
grab
you
the antenna and just hold it, put your leg up.
Get your little brother to stand outside on the roof. Oh, stand on one foot. Yeah, right there. Hold that position. And, yeah, so the internet has certainly done away with all of that kind of a thing. What were your experiences growing up? Are you older than the internet? We can talk about all that or whatever you'd like to talk about here at Free Talk Live. It's 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. We've got more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.